Dan Challis, welcome to 100% Homegrown, and really looking forward to featuring you as our Artist of the Month for September.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be there, Adam. Thanks so much for having me as Artist of the Month.
And we've got a concert coming up on the 17th of September, and being our September artist, I think we're all looking forward to watching you perform live.
Yeah, and it's the perfect environment for my style of music, and I guess that's what excites me the most about concerts such as this, is just that listening audience, that captive audience that are just there to hear the stories of the songwriter. It's just, yeah, such a thrill for me to be able to perform in that kind of environment.
And Dan, you're a South Coast singer-songwriter and guitarist, melding lyrically-driven acoustic country music with a storytelling focus.
Yeah, no, that's a fairly fitting description of what I do. Lyrics are very important to me. Telling a story and connecting with the audience is a big part of what I do as a songwriter.
And what was the role of music in the early years of your life, Dan?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, Adam. I sort of came to popular or maybe Western music at a sort of later stage, mostly in my teens. Growing up, I grew up in quite a religious background, and we weren't exposed to, I guess, what you would call modern music. Yeah, more sort of ceremonial and religious-based music. So the early years, well, the formative years, were quite an unusual time for me. But when I did discover, modern music from, when I was a teenager, kind of blew me away. I think that was probably the best way of describing it. I was just so in awe and fascinated by what these musicians were doing, and I just wanted more of it. I think it really sparked my interest in songwriting.
How did you learn to sing, write, and play music, Dan?
I'm basically self-taught. I've never had any, formal training in music. You know, throughout my 20s is probably when I, really cut my teeth on a lot of different sort of styles of guitar playing and singing and writing. And I'd say if I was ever to come across a properly trained musician, they'd probably sort of point out a lot of my flaws and faults. But, that's just all part of the self-taught journey, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the music you write centres on the lived experience, and I guess befits your troubadour ethos of living out the very life that you tell stories about through your music. So could you describe your creative process when you're writing lyrics for your songs?
Yeah, sure. So it's a multi-layered approach. Sometimes it starts with the guitar and a riff or some sort of melody that I've formulated on the guitar. It's my main instrument. And from there, I sort of almost try to find words that match the sort of the ebb and flow of the melody and the music. Other times, I get very sort of captivated by a poem or some sort of story that I've written about something. And I love the words and the lyrics so much that I think to myself, how do I turn this into a song? And sometimes that can take a really long time. I mean, one of my songs, Tale of Two Men, took me about 4 years to write. I mean, it sounds kind of a bit crazy, but I remember I had this whole sort of story, this whole kind of landscape that I'd made and, through words, and I just had to keep refining it to really boil it down to what it was that I was trying to say. And it actually did take me a really long time to get to the final product. So I guess that's probably an extreme example of sort of a more drawn-out process of my writing.
And what would you say is your main inspiration when you're creating music?
Do you mean in terms of musical influences, or do you mean in terms of the world or life?
I mean, obviously drawing your lyrical content from lived experiences, but are they sort of personal experiences? Are that experiences, love lost, social justice or social injustice? Is it current affairs?
I think I always try and come from my own experience of life, and as if I was looking through the lens of my own journey. I tend not to write politically, not because it doesn't necessarily interest me, but I'm a big believer in flow, and so when I'm writing, it just sort of come through me, and that's how I sort of describe the way that I write and deliver music. It is very much based on the experiences I've had, the places I've been, the people that I've met. And really trying to get in touch with that sort of more vulnerable side of myself and hopefully connect with people and the audience through those stories and through those experiences.
What is it, Dan, that you enjoy most about being a musician?
Oh, just the bucket loads of money that you make, what it's like.
I think I've said before, who wants to get paid for a living, Dan?
That's right. It is a spiritual experience for me. Music is a transcendent experience, I would say. Not that that always happens, but when it does, it really sort of puts you in the present moment and removes the past and thoughts of the future. And when that experience is sort of taking place, it's almost something you can feel, that whereas there's a relationship going on between you and the audience. And I think that's what keeps me in this game and experiencing the joy of it. But I guess it goes beyond that too. And the writing for me is a really enjoyable part. And even the struggle of trying to master the musicality of playing the guitar and the sort of countless hours, that I think I sort of really enjoy that side of it as well. Because there is a bit of a nose to the grindstone aspect to writing and playing. And I think it's just something I really love.
You are known for your willingness to tour in regional areas, and particularly here in the Southern Highlands.
Holds a very special place in my heart, Adam, the Highlands. I have played there a lot this year and made a lot of great connections, and I have found a fairly appreciative and respectful audience when I go and play there. And as a musician, it really gives you a breath of fresh air to keep going and to keep plying your trade, that's for sure.
You're a Fremantle-born singer-songwriter, crediting much of your development and lyrical influences to artists such as Paul Kelly, Lior, and The Waves, as well as well-known American and Canadian folk musicians born out of the 60s folk music revival, such as James Taylor, Don McLean, and Neil Young.
Yeah, definitely. I think I came across the Australian artists initially, and I think from there I actually sort of looked up some of their influences, and that's when I discovered some of these American and Canadian folk musicians. And discovering James Taylor was a pretty, well, it just kind of flattened me, really. I just, what he was able to do musically and sort of sonically, just in the way that he would weave his guitar playing and his vocals and storytelling, it was a very sort of life-changing moment when I first discovered. And I just really kind of tried to emulate a lot of the way that he plays. He's a strong influence in my music, but I've never really come close to the mastery that he's been able to achieve. But yes, that's a pretty strong influence for me, that's for sure.
And what do you think, Dan, is the biggest problem you've encountered in your musical journey?
I think probably my own mind. Sounds a bit abstract, but getting stuck in a belief system that in order for me to be accepted or successful, I have to be commercially successful, or I have to be recognized on some sort of grandiose scale. And I guess I think that held me back, you know, a number of years. And I feel like I'm in the process of overcoming that probably more recently in the last 12 months, where it's really all about the song and it's really all about the moments of life and connecting with others through music. So, I mean, it's always there. It's always that. Does nag at me, for sure. Yeah, I'd say it feels like a fleeting problem at that point.
And what are your plans for the coming months? You're our 100% homegrown feature artist for September, but we've got the 100% homegrown gig on the 17th. For those listeners that have yet to see Dan Challis perform live in concert, it's something definitely not to be missed. So your plans, Dan, what have you got coming up?
So I've got a pretty busy schedule over the next few months. I'm in Melbourne at the moment. I'm doing a tribute show to the singer-songwriters of the Laurel Canyon period of the 60s and 70s, and that's going over the course of 4 days. I'm going to be recording my new album next week. It's going to be a folk sort of acoustic strip back, basically me playing solo, and I'm really looking forward to that. Obviously, yeah, the concert will be 100% homegrown in the Highlands there, and then playing more gigs, and then got a regional tour booked of Victoria in November. So, yeah, look, I've got plenty on that's going to take me all the way through the end of the year.
Yeah, great. Dan, look, thank you so much for your time. As I've said, really looking forward to featuring your music on 100% homegrown and across all programs here on Highland FM for the month of September. I guess next time we'll catch up will be at the 100% homegrown concert on the 17th. And as I said, if you have yet to see Dan perform live, then you're missing a very special performance. So I encourage everyone to get along and support all the performers on the night and support independent Australian music.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on the program, Adam. I'm really looking forward to the concert and also sharing the stage with some other talented and accomplished singer-songwriters.
As we are looking forward to sharing your music. Good on you, Dan. Thanks again.
Thanks, Adam. Cheers.
Highland FM 106.1.